Hello world, today with us teacher Carlos from Guatapé. How are you, Carlos?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, teacher. Today, let's ask what you think about ICT acts as support for second language teaching and learning. An interesting thing in this time. Well, to begin, I'm going to spread my stance or point of view about ICT can support second language teaching and learning. In classroom, or why not out of it? Okay, teacher, go ahead. Nowadays, technology is all over the world and is present in every activity human beings do, and in this matter, processes like education and communication are immersed in it, where people use all the time technology to communicate, teach, and learn. That is true, teacher. Furthermore, presently, information communications technology are playing an important role in the second language teaching and learning processes. Now that teacher can use them as a support which enhances and complements the acquisition of fee. Teachers know that traditional classes development is out of fashion. Much more, those where students stay sitting in a classroom interacting with the teachers and partners. I am convinced that ICT are a tool that may help teachers to change the way they teach, now that with them both learners and educators can keep in touch not only in the classroom, but also with many things out of the classroom, which can contribute to get better the teaching and learning. As Blake states, ICT by itself does not guarantee improvement in second language classroom, but teachers have the task of making pedagogy planning in order to produce satisfactory results with it. We are living in a net generation where kids and young men born with a chip embedded in their mind, and they love to develop activities which have to do with technologies. This means that as educators, we must integrate ICT to our classroom now that our students may be more active in the learning process. By doing so, as Blake argues, through ICT, both teacher and learner can access to authentic second language materials, go beyond the classroom, go abroad, and encounter real-life language. Well, going through another thing, my experience using ICT into my teaching process has several things to consider. First of all, I am a teacher who loves using laptops, internet, and all kinds of technological machines that can help me to discover new things to introduce in my classes. I realize my students love that too, so I had to try to use them as long as possible. In my English classes, I don't often use the board because I and my students enjoy more the classes when we use a computer, a projector, or a video from internet. As elementary school teacher, I do not only teach English, I have to teach other subjects and begin the reading and writing process with first grade students. And even with them, I incorporate ICT because through songs, videos, and interactive applications, they can learn in the best way than with traditional classes. Yes, teacher, some people think ICT have a limitation. What do you think? I agree with that. Information communications technology as a meaningful tool for teaching and learning also has limitations and difficulties. Although we are in a net generation and our students love using technology devices, many teachers are still afraid of using them. It sounds hard, but I have met teachers who do not know how to use a computer. I work in a rural area where people do not often use technology and where technology is not the best and people are not fully trained to use any kind of tech artifact. We have computers, a TV, projector, and a tape that I can use to develop my classes, but internet connection is very bad. Another thing to consider is that the effective usage of ICT into the classroom takes a long time to design meaningful activities, and sometimes as teacher, we don't spend the time it requires. For me, the biggest limitation of ICT in my classes is that in rural school,
it is hard to put ICT out of the classroom. Your point of view are very interesting, Teacher Carlos. Thanks for coming.